Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hiya, Becky.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
All right, thanks. I am still loving your eat everything diet.
Yeah.
What was it?
Are you going to pull me up on the chicken incident on Friday night?
Two chicken meals, one of them fried, was it?
No, they were both, one was spicy and one was fried.
And still you're losing weight.
Yeah.
Everything! Love it.
I thought I should say that I went to two different chicken places.
I am definitely going to follow your diet because it's the only diet where you can eat absolutely everything and just lose weight. It's incredible. Now I've got a problem.
Go on.
I'm doing a half marathon this coming weekend in Cornwall.
Mm-hmm.
And the training's been going well, but obviously you have to run quite a lot beforehand. So I did 10 miles at the weekend, quite hard. But I'm having real trouble with my nips. And I know this is a common problem. This is not to be laughed at, actually, because...
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sometimes they...
They chafe. Now,
is everyone else is holding theirs at the moment? Because I can't... have this conversation without protecting mine.
All right, well, I'm not going to go into the details of exactly what happened. They've never caused me trouble before, but now they really are. The thing is, when you sweat, like, the T-shirt will rub against them, and it really is very sore. This is a common problem, I think, for a lot of people that run, and it's called jogger's nipple.
Mm.
It is. Now, I was told at the weekend that there is something that you can do about this, because it really is painful.
Wear a bra.
There is that. But
what size
stopping
reckon-
just... Oh, yeah, I'm pretty much getting there. I don't know, what do you think I would be?
Well, double A.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If I squeeze them together...
You're quite wide as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Not that I would squeeze them together, but I just did.
You blatantly have done that in front of the mirror before, though, haven't you?
Yeah, of course
you?
I have. Every boy's done that. Every boy at some point has squeezed them together in front of the mirror just to see what it's like to be a girl. Anyway... Someone told me about this incredible invention that they've got called nip guards.
Yeah.
And so I Googled nip guards, and sure enough, they are a company.
What are they?
I don't know, because...
Are they like little thimbles?
I don't know, but I couldn't see any pictures of them. But I've ordered them anyway, because I've ordered them online. Now, I've... Two things I'm worried about. One, I think I've done the order wrong, because I've got an email that says, you have placed... an order, you've paid for the following item, and then it says 150 nip guards. Now, I
how
don't know.
How many have you got?
I know, but that's a lot of nipples.
Even, like, so most people have two, some people have three, you've got 150.
I'm only doing one run, but is that the order number? Is that like, you know, when you go to a Chinese restaurant that's like number 62? Is 150 just the number for nip guards?
No, I think.
Or have I or just ordered 150 nip guards?
Yeah, I think you have.
Another thing. Because I'm not going to be in much this week, I've decided to have them delivered to work so that somebody will sign for them. All right, so I've got a delivery of the nip guards.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Sometimes months and years can go by and people still text in stuff that they remember from the show like ages ago. Someone just texted, get in the car, Marv. even I've forgotten about that. Wombats and Tokyo on Radio 1. This is Scott. New record of the week coming next. Thanks for all your words of encouragement about the guards for the nips. got 150 of them arriving within 3 to 4 working days if anyone needs any, because I'm not going to need 150 if that's what it is. Now, Becky's got an idea.
I don't think you're going to need them at all.
A few people are saying this as well, which I think is a great idea and will eliminate the problem immediately.
I might go on Dragon's Den with this.
Go.
Cut the holes for your nips out of your top.
Because that'll look really good in all the press pictures, I think.
It'll look brilliant. I know you're doing it for charity.
Yes.
So, at the moment, I think you've got about £1,700 on your charity page.
Well, so what I do is just get your average jogging top and then
and just cut out two holes.
Cut that area. That's going to look real nice.
And,
real nice.
I reckon if you get to £2,000, you should do it. Just cut the holes out.
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are. It's for charity.
I know it's for charity, but I'm not... I can't do that. Please go on Dragon's Den. Please.
What, with my...
yeah. I want to see Hillary's face.
She'd love it. And what's his name? Has all the health clubs. Duncan.
Duncan Bannatyne.
You can sell them when you go in. Free towel. Jogging top?
I can cut the nips out for you. Move on. Hey, everyone, it's 6 days to go until Radio 1's Teen Awards, and you're going to be able to watch it live as it's happening on the Radio 1 website. Loads of people on. Cher Lloyd, One Direction, Pixie Lott, Jason Derulo's going to make an appearance, Ed Sheeran, Joe Jonas, and this lot, Rizzle Kicks. Watch it all on the Radio 1 website, Teen Awards, this coming weekend.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Hope your Monday was all right. And hello if you're enjoying the last of the weather report. It goes rubbish tomorrow. Something I noticed when I was playing a couple of student gigs at the weekend, and I've not really noticed it before. I'm on until the end normally. So, for instance, Saturday night, played UEA in Norwich.
Headlined.
University of East Anglia. It was me and Stevie Starr, the bloke off of Britain's Got Talent, who swallows coins, and you can hear them go down into his stomach before he produces them back out again. Dry as a bone.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it's quite weird when you are as close as I am to you now, and he's like, go on, feel the coins. They're not even wet. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that.
I'd have refused to do it.
Well, he was there, and I just thought I would. Well, I also noticed, though, so I finish at 2 o'clock, right, on Saturday night into Sunday morning, and everyone has had a few drinks by then, but obviously it's chucking out time, and everyone's still in a really kind of party mood, so I'm kind of getting ready to go, but outside there's obviously loads of students who have been told to get out because it's finished. And the sing songs that people have, like, en masse, are quite interesting to me because they're not songs that I played in my set. Well, one of them was, but there was a mass sing along at about 2:05 in Norwich to One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, with loads of slightly drunk people going, but they all knew the words. Also, You Raise Me Up was on. I didn't play that. I wouldn't expect that. At 2:05, you wouldn't expect people to go, You Raise Me Up. I could hear this really loud with at least like 100 people outside. I'm just intrigued by the sing-alongs that you do when you get chucked out. I've never heard that before. Have you heard that?
No, I'm normally in the kebab place.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. That's how am I normally. It's the first time I've heard it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, there's some brilliant songs that get sung at the end of the night at student unions, which you would never play in a DJ set. But who's the person that instigates that? I know. Let's sing Hi-Ho Silver Lining. who comes up with that? Who's the ringleader there? Do you know what I mean? For everyone to do it en masse. It's 4:45. Now, Carl in Bournemouth, one of our listeners, has been on. Thank you very much, Carl. And he wanted to point this out. He was on Google the other day. Other search engines are available. And he was trying to find a definition for PMSL. Because he didn't know what it was. And he heard a few people say it. He's like, I wonder what that means. So just went on and found out what it means. And now he knows. But as he was kind of on the search for that, he noticed there were a few companies on the internet who are listed who are called PMSL.
Unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Now, presumably, they were kind of going along fine as a company before that abbreviation became popular.
Mm.
And no one thought twice about it. But now, it is unfortunate, you're right. Imagine being the receptionist there. Like a recruitment training company. I mean, have you done reception before?
I have, actually, in Australia.
Were you any good?
For a recruitment company.
Oh, same.
I did it for half a day and then I was moved back out the back.
Oh, no, what went wrong? Or do you want to not discuss it?
I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't the right look. You know, like the receptionists have a certain look. It's you're the first person they see of the company when you walk in the door. And
why? What were you looking like?
I don't know, but I was obviously the wrong look.
Right.
Well, you know, kind of slightly chubby traveller from England. Probably not right for a posh Australian recruitment firm.
They didn't want you in reception, you pom.
No. I had the Sydney Stone.
What?
You know, you get really fat when you move to Sydney.
Oh.
Because you can't afford proper food.
Okay. Anyway, this company, PMSL, and several others, probably fine until the abbreviation came in. Is that an acronym or an initialism?
I don't know.
Look it up.
I'll ask Stephen Fry.
Okay, if you could. Just email him. Anyway, I would quite like to know how you got on. Well, obviously you'd be rubbish because you got moved. How you would get on if you had to work at that recruitment company. So Sure. Should we try that now?
Yeah.
Okay, see if you can do it. right? Because someone there has to do this every single day, a load of times. Oh, phone's on. Could you get off Facebook and answer the phone?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise. I was waiting for it to click. Good afternoon, PMSL. It doesn't work. It's not right for me.
You can't do it?
No, I'm not feeling that.
Okay, imagine if... Well, we thought this earlier, right? There are worse places, definitely, to be...
What, than PMSL?
I think there are. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because, I mean, it must get old really quick. But the person who has to answer the phone has to do it, as I say, a lot, every single day. All right, we tried these earlier. Imagine you being on the reception at this place and keeping a straight face.
Hello, Fat Willows. Hello.
Hello, sorry?
Hello, Fat Willows.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a bar, of course, a very popular bar in Newquay. Okay. Oh, get off your Facebook. Try it. You work in the bar. Okay, right.
Hello, Fat Willy.
No, I've hung up by now. I'm out.
Hello, Fat Willy.
Bye.
I've never said Fat Willy's in my life.
Okay, the phone's going again.
Good afternoon, Fat Willy's. It's really hard.
Still laughing, aren't you, though? All right, what do you think you'd be like at this one?
Camel towing.
I can hear you laughing when you ring them.
Camel towing.
Do you want to try that one? Try that one. Yeah.
Hello, camel towing.
Good. Very good. Very, very good.
You have to think about something sad and then you can do it.
What? What is camel towing? Is it like towing camels? Or that must be what it is, right?
Did you not ask them?
It's a towing company, definitely.
Not just for camels?
No, you can tow anything. I think. Okay. Yeah. Okay. How would you go, do you think, at this one?
Hello, Dirty Dick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What? Where have I called again?
Dirty Dick.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is there anything you'd like to say? Just conversing, generally.
No, I'm just... I think... I think I've got the wrong number, sorry.
Okay, well, I hope you find the right number. Thanks for the call, you certainly made my day.
Thank you.
Thank you, toodle.
Bye. Toodle, bye. Oh, she was nice.
Something tells me you weren't the first person to ring for that.
I don't think that's true. I think...
Hello, Dirty Dicks.
Hello. Right, pick up the phone and speak. It's still ringing. You're still doing your nails.
How am I picking it up?
Go.
Hello, Dirty Dicks.
Yeah, see, you're getting better. Really, really good. I'm not even going to make you try this one because I know you won't be able to do it.
Good afternoon, fannies.
Antique shop.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I do like how every year Becky is so blatant about what I need to get her for Christmas. It's not even really an ask. It's kind of like, right, this is what you're getting me?
No, it is an ask, and then I drop loads of really big hints.
Mm.
Like, for the last few years, I've had beauty products,
yeah,
which I quite like, but I thought I'd go for something different this year.
Okay.
So...
It's a bit like when I get a new diary towards the end of this year, and this will happen again, that you will put Becky's birthday in really big letters.
Yeah. Did you notice there was more than one entry? I normally put one in about March, and then August, and then... Just to try and get a few more things.
And do I buy you birthday presents every time?
No.
All right, good. Now, what is this you want this year? Oh, by the way, so you can tell me not to play the first Christmas record of the year last week, but then you are perfectly happy to say, this is what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, it's good to get, like, thinking about what you want so that you don't have that thing in, like, mid-November when someone asks you and then
it's
you
October.
Go, oh, yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's only just October, though.
That's what I'm saying. Write your list now and then you've got a whole thing that you can give to people.
So I've got here the ad of what you want from me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calling someone and it's taking a little longer for the other end to pick up. That's because they're being entertained by the singing Karma Chameleon telephone.
What?
It's a Karma Chameleon telephone. It's in the shape of a chameleon. And it plays Karma Chameleon by Boy George. You know the song off the 80s?
Yeah, I know the song, yeah.
Yep, so every time it rings, Karma, 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 Karma.
Wouldn't that get old and annoying?
No, it's amazing.
Presumably this isn't a new thing, because the song isn't.
No, I think it's a few years old, but you might be able to get one cheap.
Call me again, call me again.
Each time the phone rings, it's music to your ears. You know the song, it's the smash hit Karma Chameleon by Boy George and Culture Club, performed by none other than a singing chameleon and a ladybug.
But...
Don't laugh, it's official, it's endorsed by him and everything.
By who?
By Boy George. Is he?
This is so cute.
Is that him?
Yeah.
That's Boy George.
This is so cute.
Oh, it really is.
He loves it. This is so cute.
So he's the singer of the song has personally endorsed this phone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Watch the surprised look on people's faces when the fun Karma Chameleon telephone comes to life. It's the perfect conversation piece in your home or office. Get this fun telephone for yourself or as a perfect gift for everyone. Kids, teenagers, friends, parents and grandparents.
Yeah, grandparents would love that.
Perfect gift for everyone.
How does it come to life?
Well, when it rings, like the chameleon sort of arches up. And then on its stomach, red, gold and green lights flash. And then the little, I forget what other creature it is, but he plays the mouth organ. It might say in the advert.
Is it really big?
Well, sort of about, well, no, double the size of a normal phone.
Aren't you over novelty phones? I really wanted a burger phone for a while.
I had a burger phone and then it broke. A bit of the cheese fell off.
Get rid of your boring phone and let the Karma Chameleon telephone brighten up your calls every time it rings. The chameleon rolls his eyes, stands up, sings and dances as red, gold and green lights flash on its chest to match the lyrics of the hit song while the ladybug plays the harmonica.
Which makes me love it even more.
Now that's the fun way to receive any call.
Wow. So do you think Boy George has got one of these in his house?
Well, he was.
I think that's
one.
A bit egotistical.
I put the advert on your Facebook page, but he's using one in the advert, and it may be shot at his house.
The Karma Chameleon phone is a fully functional telephone and operates with four AA batteries. It features a matching green telephone cord, large number buttons, making it easy to dial, a flash button for call waiting, call forwarding, and three different ring settings, including animated, a regular ring, and off. And it comes with a certificate of authenticity signed by Boy George.
See? You get a certificate and everything.
Hey, he signed a certificate. Well done on
purchasing. Loads of people on the text have one.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe in Bognor, Joe in Glastonbury, M in Oxford.
I want, if all these people would just like to, maybe we might call one of you back in a minute. If this is your home phone, which I do find hard to believe, I'll call you on your mobile. And then we'll make another call to your home phone, and I want to hear it in action. Are you sure
you
this...
You know how it's going to sound. Karma,
yeah,
karma,
I know,
karma,
but
karma.
Are you sure this is real?
Yes.
Be a chameleon just like me. Ring now.
Don't wait. Quantities are limited. Ugh. Pick up the phone and order your very own Karma Chameleon telephone today.
So you want to be just like Boy George?
I want to be a chameleon just like him. Ring now. You need to ring now because it says the quantities are limited.
I think I'd quite like you to start colouring in black felt tip pen just on your kind of chin area so you can't see where your kind of face ends and your neck begins, which he does do. That's the next step. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check out. Okay, cool. Well, if you want that, you know, who am I to argue?
What I might do as well is, you know, sometimes now you can get those old school phone attachments that you plug into your mobile.
Yeah.
Get this adapted so that I can have it on the go.
And everyone will be like, oh, ring me again, ring me again.
Yeah.
Call me again, call me again.
It's too good.
Each time the phone rings, it's music to your ears. You know the song, it's the smash hit Karma Chameleon by Boy George and Culture Club, performed by none other than a singing chameleon and a ladybug.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So many people have got this phone that you want. Are you jealous?
Well, Joel.
Yeah.
Apparently the noise of the chameleon sort of rising up
drowns out the song.
Yeah, but apart from that, it's good.
So it's like, come again, but the mechanicals are like...
Apparently it's also good if the batteries are draining.
Someone say that, because it's like... This is my favourite text of the day. Oh my actual God, did Becky just say she didn't know what creature it is? It's a chameleon, for God's sake!
No,
It's a chameleon.
Not the chameleon. I was talking about the one that played the mouth organ.
Oh, right. Podcast. Okay, who wants to win some Scott Mills points? Roll up, roll up. Just a quick chance to win some points. Maybe if you're, you know, lagging behind your friends at the moment. You know, they've got more than you. I hate that when that happens. So you can have 10 Scott Mills points for this. It's just a quick one. That song we played with the amazing gospel choir and Dappy, No Regrets. How many top celebrities does Daps compare himself to in that song? You can have 10 points if you can give me the correct answer. The song is 3 minutes and 48 seconds. How many celebs does Dappy compare himself to in that track?
Does Marty McFly count as one?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Oh, God, I can only remember 3, so I reckon 2 more. 5.
You're saying 5?
Yeah.
It's got to be the exact amount.
I know Richard Branson and Marty McFly.
Let me know your answer, please, because you can play along at home on this as well. 8-1-1-9. How many top celebs does Dappy compare himself to on No Regrets? You're 5. Saying 5, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10 points, but only if you get the correct number. I'm a changed man now. Chris Brown. Chris Brown, yeah. That's 1. I'm Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain, 2. Back to the future, Marty McFly. Correct, that's 3. Now I'm flying in the birds, Richard Branson. 4.
Yeah.
Next one. I'll blow the bloody doors off, Michael Caine. 5.
Michael Caine.
Which was your answer.
Yeah. Oh.
There's 1 more. Call me Gallagher, because I'm so shameless. Gallagher. Oh. 6. If you said 6, give yourself 10 quick SMPs. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello, who's this on the phone?
Hi, my name's Calvin.
Hello, Calvin. Now, I got your text earlier, and you already have in your possession the thing that Becky really wants me to get as a Christmas present for her this year.
Yes, I have.
It's the Karma Chameleon phone.
Yep.
Could you just describe, because you've got it there now, have you?
Yeah, it's a green and yellow chameleon on a brown log with a beetle playing the harmonica sitting on a leaf with a large white button.
That sounds perfect. And have you had this as your home phone for a while?
This has been in the house for about 10 years.
Wow. So we're not new on this at all, are we?
No.
Can I just test it out, because I've got your home phone number. Can I call your home phone number now?
Yes, you can.
Okay, and then let's just see how it sounds, Becky.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Try before you buy. Okay, here we go. This should ring now. Still going. Does that not ever get a little bit annoying?
It does. when you answer it, it does stop.
Earlier on, we were talking about places that Becky really couldn't work in a million years. Well, we know how bad you are at Inuit Bingo, but like, you wouldn't even be able to do it.
No.
Now, I have put Becky in some wet weather clothing.
Well, I'm wearing a I Love Greg James t-shirt.
They're nice.
And a shower cap.
Yeah, because we're not doing innuendo bingo, but you know how bad you are at that and how you just spit the water out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play you some receptionists that I called earlier.
Okay.
And you could never be these receptionists. You could never answer the phone in these places. And we'll prove that by you holding water in your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll play you the call when they answer the phone. And you'll hear the company name. And I'm betting that you will probably just spit the water all over yourself. So what you do is you just put the water in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's when it goes on yourself. And then you look up in the air. And then just wait and see what happens on the call. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is after one of our listeners Googled what PMSL meant the other day. Because he didn't know. And found that while he was looking, there are actually a few companies called PMSL who were probably fine before, you know, it meant what it meant today.
Mm.
But now, you can imagine, it's like, oh, hello, good afternoon, PMSL. It's like, that's not good, is it? Poor receptionist. So I've got some places that, once again, you can never work at because you'd be laughing all the time. You ready? Mm.
Yes, Alex from the website has come in to take some pictures and he stood right in the firing line, if I find these funny, so...
Move away, Alex! Not worth it! Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here we go. All right. Mm-hmm. So, it's me calling a company. You ready?
Thank you for calling Beaver Cleaning Services.
Straight away. All over your face. Now, I didn't actually get through to that company, but they do have a good answer phone message.
Thank you for calling Beaver Cleaning Services.
Oh, I wish they were in. Mm. You couldn't work there, could you?
Mm-mm.
You could never answer the phone. Do you want another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's me making another call to another company.
Balls Grinding, can I help you?
Sorry, where have I called?
Balls Grinding.
Oh, I think I've got the wrong number.
Did you want Balls Fastness?
Who else?
Were you looking for Balls Fastness, fixings and tools?
I've no idea. I think I've got the wrong number. Sorry.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Even the lady who works there, she's probably said it loads
she
of times.
Loves it.
But she can't even keep a straight face.
Balls Grinding.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Balls Grinding, can I help you?
I got you again. Same one. You're soaked. Oh, your mascara's run, love.
Greg, this T-shirt's holding up well.
Yeah. Got another one for you.
Right.
Okay, water, please. Look up in the air. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Another place you can never work.
Good morning, Mammoth.
Sorry, who am I calling?
It's Mammoth.
I've just looked it up. Is it Mammoth Scaffolding?
Oh, it's called the Mammoth Erection, but it's a scaffolding company, yes.
She didn't want to say it. She was like, oh,
and she knew it.
I don't want to say it. I don't.
Okay,
agreed,
good.
Though. You could never work there, could you?
No.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Did you see The Only Way is Essex last night? I love it that Arge has now got a radio show on Radio Chelmsford.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Arge Argent. The sun is shining and the birds are singing. And now I've got for you Chris Brown, Beautiful People, one of my favourites.
Everywhere. I'm going to do that more often. And then the singer starts singing. Now, this is really weird because obviously I've worked with the one that doesn't speak for years and he's kind of like my advisor and producer on the show. And the advice that Arge's producer gives him on his first radio show is the same advice that the one that doesn't speak gives to me every single day before the show.
Press the keyboard and see if it makes a noise. See, that I hate, because everyone listening can hear that clicking. You've got to think of it like you're making love to a good woman. You press it firmly, but fairly, and silently. Go on.
So firmly, but fairly, but fairly. Silently.
Silent. Did you hear it?
No.
Perfect. That's exactly what you want. Your job is to deliver something that will make people's day better through music.
And I believe I can do that. I'm musically gifted, I'm a singer, you know, I know how to play songs, I've got that, and I've got the personality to do it. I just think I've got all the materials to be the best radio presenter ever. I just want to cheer people up and make a difference.
Oh, I think you're going to make a difference.
Let's do it.
How weird is that? What a coincidence. He says that to me every day. Like a good woman, press it firmly, fairly and silently.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Nicki Minaj and Super Bass on BBC Radio 1.
Did that just go out on air?
What?
What I was moaning about.
No.
You might have heard me go, I bet Chris Stark is invited as well. I'm having a problem. And the
what
fact
is
that
your problem?
I appear to be the only one in the studio who's not been invited to the Scott Mills quiz night tomorrow.
Yes, I am doing a quiz night.
I've heard Chris Moyle's quiz night. It's a lot better.
You were invited weeks ago. You just didn't reply to the email.
I haven't had an email.
Well, that's obviously an administrative error, which I can't be held responsible for.
That's what people say when they don't want people at their parties.
I didn't invite anyone. This is not my fault.
So how come everyone else is going apart from me? Even Chris Smith off the entertainment news is going.
Even Chris Smith off the entertainment
news.
Well,
you know, Newsbeat don't get out much.
Well, that is true, actually.
Yeah. It's quite the hot ticket in a pub.
I'm going because Greg James invited me.
Oh,
right,
God.
Brilliant.
You're making this worse. Anyway, back to...
Even the one that doesn't speak's going.
Yeah? What of it?
Everyone's going apart from me.
Right, you need to reach out your emails immediately.
I haven't had it.
It is on there.
You know how competitive I am. You know I love a quiz.
I know.
Is that why I haven't been invited?
Well, please come. No, there's nothing to say you haven't been invited.
You know that if I'm there, I'll win it.
Yes.
so therefore you've left me off.
Oh, God. I'm not having this on air.
If someone drops off our team...
Who else is going?
Everyone.
Everybody.
Now, to Arge's show on the...
Is he going?
Yeah, he's coming, yeah.
Yeah.
Arge's show on Hospital Radio Chelmsford. More advice that the one that doesn't speak does give to me. This is weird.
Guys, the last song reminds me of Marbella, you know, like all the girls tanned up, the boys dressed to the nines, there was champagne flowing non-stop, everyone was doing shots, laughing gas, shisha. I was singing at Nikki Beach, everyone would come down to watch me, and, you know, there's dirty dancing on the dance floor, everyone's bumping and grinding the night away. The girls out there were pretty amazing, there was the bikinis, and they were literally like a piece of string, some of the bottoms and stuff like that.
Arch, you can't talk about half-naked girls on hospital radio. No one's interested in Marbella when they're trying to recover. You just need to calm things down a bit.
Yeah, but all I'm doing is getting into the zone and getting a feel for it, and, you know, I'm finding my feet.
Yeah, but not being funny, mate. You're not Chris Moyles and you're not Chris Evans. You might as well be Christopher Robin.
Well, who's Christopher Robin?
But it doesn't matter who Christopher Robin is. It's a character from a while ago, but look it up. Can you just calm things down a bit? Think patience... Think people that are unwell.
See, that's what he tells me all the time. Stop talking about hot girls in Marbella. Yeah. People don't want to think about Marbella when they're trying to recover. Also, Joey Essex was well on form last night. Listen to him talking about his TV licence.
You know you need to have a licence to have a television in your house.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you have to bring a TV in your house and just put it tight on. How'd you get it?
I don't know, I have to ask Daddy. Test, I mean, I don't even know. I'm 24.
A television test, that must be Willard, which is watching the TV.
He thinks you have to sit a test to be able to watch TV. And I think that we should actually get him in and do that TV test and tell him that he is banned from watching television until he does it. Can we do that?
Don't be scared, it's multiple choice. It's not hard.
You can have A, B or C, Joe, it's all right. Oh, please, can we do that? Let's contact him today. Or, like, first thing tomorrow.
You can ask him at the quiz tonight.
If you could... tomorrow. If you could scare him by saying that he's banned from watching television, even himself, on The Only Way is Essex, until he does the test, and we'll see how far we get with it.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.